One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us, listen to the Powers That Be, wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, into the Jaden Daniels happy hour. Wonder why we call that, because the happy hour starts at 5 o'clock. You got to keep up with all the sports stories out there. Welcome back, Gwen and Chris, 97.3 The Fan. Happy hour brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool expert. Look, oh my God. I didn't look. You actually had a picture of that KFC Oreo chicken burger thing.
Yeah.
Oh,
what do you think? What do you think?
No, now I really don't want it.
Oh.
That's really horrifying.
It's the bun, isn't it?
Do you think they're going to sell those to people?
Of course. You know, if I was there
I mean,
if I was in China, I would buy it.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I
would. You would?
Yes.
It's a chicken sandwich, but the bun's going to taste like an Oreo cookie? That goes together for you?
I'm willing to try it.
Happy Hour is brought to you by GL Pools, the swimming pool experts trusted by thousands of San Diegans for 20 years. Baseball season is definitely in full swing. So is swim season. Make sure your pool is ready. Call now. Mention radio. Get 20% off new service plans in 2026. All right. In this last hour, well, actually 40 minutes or so, anything to report?
Yes.
From
the Padres?
The Padres.
Not really.
Not really? Everything
right
pretty
now.
Quiet?
Yeah, everything's pretty quiet right now.
All right.
Just go to the Twitter account at 97.3TheFantasyD and make sure you go and vote for Jesse and Tony to win the awful announcing MLB local radio announcers.
That would be awesome if we could sweep the category. Oh, yeah. We already got the TV with Don and Mud.
I do have somewhat breaking news.
That is breaking news. Yeah, before you get to it,
yes.
Let me just remind what's
it.
Coming up, though. Rob Manfred telling us all about what's coming up for the lockout and what we're worried about. He has no idea.
Yes.
I'll explain.
Yes.
And also, I'm not going to forget to tell you who my new favorite
golfer is. I have it written down.
Golfer is and why they are my new favorite.
I can't even think about what
I know you can't.
I can't even think about
know,
what you're talking
I'm
about.
I'm going to tell you. But first, why don't you give us a little... This is interesting news. It may kind of come to a head here if this works out the way I'm thinking. What's the story?
Yeah, before, we talked about this earlier in the show, but we talked about how the Big Ten has put in a rule that that they don't want players who have gone pro to come back to college, either in the NBA or the NFL.
And before you tell the... Now, here's why this has happened, though. Remember... A lot of these kids, they played their fourth year of eligibility last year. Their college careers were over. They put themselves in for the pro draft. They were either drafted late or mm-hmm. they're signed as free agents. They went to the pro camps.
They played in a
played
preseason
in a game,
game
or whatever, right? And then what happened? NCAA got some sort of stay from a judge somewhere, an injunction, or somebody filed a complaint. I don't remember exactly. But the rule was changed, basically, to where you have 5 years to play 5 years of eligibility. Well, that means a lot of these kids who put in for the draft after their fourth year are saying, wait a minute, wait, now I get a fifth year. I want that.
Yeah.
So they're leaving the pros to try and go back to college. That's why they're trying it, but the Big Ten said no. Now the SEC has chimed in.
Yeah, we said earlier that they had not made a decision, but they have made a decision now, and here is what it says. An SEC institution is not to permit or is not permitted to have an athlete on its roster who has, one, previously declared for the NFL, NBA, or WNBA draft and did not appropriately withdraw, two, signed a contract with an NFL or other professional football league, NBA, G League, or WNBA team, or three, been listed on an NFL, NBA, G League, or WNBA roster. SEC Commissioner Greg Sankey has, quote, full and unlimited authority to punish if you need to punish, and that even includes being able to, quote, suspend a school from competition.
Oh God, Lane Kiffin may
oh,
have
my goodness.
Lane Kiffin, LSU may not play football this year because, you know, Lane's going to try to sneak the kid in. He'll probably try to get him in with the Bobby Valentine disguise
with the
remember the fake glasses
yes,
and the mustache.
Yes, yes.
Bobby
yes.
Valentine was the manager of the Mets, once got kicked out of a ball game, went back in the locker room and got a disguise, looked kind of like Groucho Marx or something, came back out and the umpires didn't see him. It was hilarious. But this has got to be the end for Lane Kiffin then on this guy.
See, I'm reading,
he can't have the guy now.
I'm reading, but how can you put this into place for this year? I don't think you can.
Why? Can't you have any rule that you want?
Yeah.
If you're a private entity
SEC,
of some sort.
I guess you're right, but I don't know
how much power the NCAA has to say, look, if you went for the pros, sorry. But I understand the athlete's side here. I do. I don't want the athletes playing, but I understand why this was a problem. They went pro because they didn't have a fifth year. Now the NCAA is granting that fifth year.
Yep.
So it's the NCAA's fault for, you know, kind of being wishy-washy here.
Yeah, let's be honest.
And
this is all because the NCAA
right.
didn't do their job.
Yeah, and now you're going to punish the kids who tried to, you know, to come back.
Yeah, that's true.
But it's your fault in the first place. But I also see where Greg Sankey is just saying, hey, no. And Greg Sankey is more powerful than pretty much anyone. Greg Sankey might be able to solve the baseball lockout if he just gets into it.
You never know with
the commissioner of the SEC, that guy.
I'm not seeing anything about whether or not they're still allowed to play. But
Kiffin's player from Old Miss, he can't
Daquan,
possibly.
Right?
They can't let
and
him
defensive
play
line, Zavian Harris.
Well, there was the guy, remember the basketball player last year that went back to Alabama after he'd been a pro. And, of course, the old guy at Alabama, what's his? Boy, that?
Oh, Nate Oates.
Nate Oates. There's a high-quality individual. Nate Oates gave every dumb excuse in the world why this was okay.
Yeah.
And
we're just
the,
trying to help this
oh,
kid
whatever
get
he
back.
To- yeah, whatever, Nate. The kid played a couple games, and then Sankey stepped in, and that was it for that guy.
He did.
So Sankey's going to win.
He is going to win.
End. We talked about that
already. The end, the conference is the last stop.
All right. In fact, and this is it kind of I touched on this as a bit of an interlude to the next story, but Sankey was the MLB commissioner. I would feel better about there being an agreement because Sankey gets stuff done.
He does.
I don't like the guy, but that's ball game. If
he
gets
says
in
it,
on it,
they're going to vote on it later in the week, and it's going to pass.
Sankey is, you know, all that. Rob Manfred, to me, in comparison, is like, you know, the little kid in the corner shivering in his shoes.
He does,
you know,
seem
standing
like
under an umbrella with rain coming around the side.
But I've read
Sankey's right in front saying, "Halt! That's it."
But
boom.
I have read, don't
Manfred
underestimate.
Is like,
don't underestimate Rob Manfred because he is a very skilled negotiator. That was his thing before he became commissioner, was to negotiate. So,
well, here we go then. Because according to MLB Commissioner Rob Manfred, that skilled negotiator.
The skilled negotiator himself.
He said, and I quote, "We're planning on playing baseball next year," end of quote. Well, we don't have anything to worry about then. What have we been worrying about, Scrabe?
Apparently
Rob Manfred says they're planning on playing, so it shall be, right?
Showtime!
Yeah, good try, Joe. Manfred says we're meeting regularly, which is good. Yeah.
What does that even mean? Like,
I know.
You just say
every
hey.
Week we've had days where we've met. That's good.
That's good.
We have a lot of work to do, and we're at it. Our goal is to make a deal. We want to make a deal. We want to play baseball next year. We're planning on playing baseball next year. What did I tell everybody when all of this started? I'll remind you what I told you.
Please.
Until Rob Manfred on that side, or the Players Association on their side, until either Manfred says the owners are willing to have no salary cap, or the players say we're willing to have a salary cap, until those things happen, there is going to be a labor stoppage. The rest of it is just it's just gobbledygook. It doesn't mean anything.
It certainly doesn't seem like it means anything.
So, Rob, I appreciate the fact you think you're going to play and you're planning on it, but until your ownership comes up with some way to figure out how to get his house in order without a salary cap, you ain't going to have baseball because the players aren't going to do it. That's just facts. That's what's happening. The players have saved up a ton of money.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to sit out, and they won't mind.
Yeah.
And you got people. There's links to 1994. And in 1994, people like Tony Gwynn gave up a chance to hit 400 for there to be no World Series so that the players could get what they needed and felt they deserved. And they fought for it, and they lost everything for a year in order to get it. There are links from that to this. This group does not want to give that back. And the owners are going to continue to tell us that, well, you have to because we just don't have any money. And the players don't believe you. They just don't. Why? Because you keep signing people to $680 million contracts.
Yeah, that is.
That's why.
That's a pretty telltale sign you got some money.
It's your fault, owners, that we're in this.
Although we are learning that the Dodgers are built on a house of cards.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, that's not wrong. And that's just going to complicate everything because you know what's going to happen there. We talked about it with Tony the other day. The owners, in order to have any chance of making the whole thing work, are going to need to be what? Together.
Yes.
Solidarity with the owners. The players always have the solidarity. They've always had it. They'll continue to have it. Book it. No players crossing a picket line. Their players have it. They won't budge. The owners don't have it. And guess how much of it they're going to have when we find out that the Dodgers have been cheating all the rest of the owners the whole time.
And now they're going to be really mad about that.
They're not going to be pleased.
I will say this. If it goes on long enough, I do think that some players will cross the picket line.
You do? How long? Remember 94? They missed the second half of 94, the World Series, and the first half of 95. It was way more than a year. And
I think they're more prepared
this time.
I think if you get to the All-Star break and there's no baseball, I think some guys will start crossing.
No chance.
And I'm not saying the Bryce Harpers of the world. I'm saying the Dustin Harrises of the world.
They're going to pay the Dustin Harrises of the world so that they don't have to. That's not going to happen. I don't believe.
I think time will tell. But it's, in theory, standing together is great. But when Bryce Harper is able to pay his bills with his toilet paper money...
I know what you're saying.
And Dustin Harris is looking for a job every single
day. Unfortunately, Dustin Harris, we're bringing him up, he's the newest Padre.
Yeah, he's just...
But Dustin Harris, over the next month and a half, is going to make a pretty good living.
I don't disagree with that.
The baseball players, what's the lowest salary in baseball now?
I think
500?
It's like, I think it's like for a full season, veteran minimum is like around $750,000.
Okay. So that means if you play 1 month, you just got 150 right there. You can hold out for a while on that. I'm telling you, Scrabe,
I don't disagree with you, but I feel owners, like some of these guys are going to get a little nervous.
Well, anyway, you don't have to worry about it. Rob Manfred said today there's not going to be a stoppage. So
that's next true. Year, we're I'm wasting sorry, our I forgot time. About yeah, this. Rob I don't know why we're arguing about this.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Matt.
It's going to be fine.
No problems. I got it under control.
I really hope it's not as ugly as we all think it's going to be.
And I've thought that every time in my life that we've come up on one of these things. In baseball, in football, in basketball, in hockey, and every time it's been worse than I imagined. Every time. It's never been easier. Not once. NHL, you know, gave up a whole year once. Not that long ago. Maybe
really?
10 years. Look and see who the 2000, maybe five Stanley Cup champion was. Or 2006.
Way, I was
I don't
wrong.
Think there was one.
I was wrong. Thanks, Eric. $780,000 is the
lowest. Okay, there you go.
What year?
Look at the year. Just say what year was there no Stanley Cup champion, because they had a year there wasn't one. It was like 06 or 07, I think. Check it out. Give me an official.
I'm going. I got to go to the big list.
You don't have like a list of...
No, I didn't just... Easily pop
didn't
up
pop
for me.
Pop up for you.
No. What year am I looking for again? 2005?
05, 06,
05, yes.
Yeah. 05, yes. No Stanley Cup.
Correct.
There was no season, though. Like,
no
there
season.
Wasn't like they even stopped the season. There was no season.
The lockout lasted 10 months and 6 days.
Yeah. That's one for hockey. A lot less money at stake there, Scrabe.
A lot less
lot
money.
Less.
But they also have, I guess, hockey players have more to gain.
You would think there's no chance that these owners could be that stupid
I don't.
As to risk a sport that is making everybody billions of dollars. But they're going to, and most of you are going to blame the players. I get it. But the owners are going to lock the players out.
At a certain point, I'm going to blame both of them.
And here's the other thing. I don't care who you blame.
Just get baseball.
Yeah. What I care about is that there's some games.
When it comes down to it for us, I don't. I just want baseball.
Me
I mean,
too.
I want players to get their fair share. I want owners.
But they're getting their fair share. And I want the owners to get their fair share. And they're getting their fair share. So figure it out.
So who is going to.
Yeah.
How are you guys going to meet
out,
in the middle?
You dummies.
You dummies. It is complicated and annoying. That is for sure.
All right, you know why everybody's listening right now?
Because you want to give us your new golfer.
They all want to know who my all-time new favorite golfer is. They're going to have to wait a minute.
What?
I don't want to get it in. We're coming in.
Is it a famous golfer?
It's somebody you've heard of. It's a golfer you know.
Yeah,
they're
man.
My new favorite golfer.
PGA Tour player? LPGA Tour player?
Nope. PGA Tour.
All right.
PGA Tour player, believe... I will tell you. I will give you a clue.
Okay.
This player has won a major.
That doesn't give me any clues.
No, but I'm just saying. That's how good this player is in his life.
All right. I have no idea.
I'm
really
just
don't.
Saying. But he's my new favorite player, and I'll explain why. And everybody I tell you about this guy, you're all going to like him too.
This is a hot tease.
More Gwen and Chris is ahead. Padres and Pirates, Sam's pregame show is soon. Don't go anywhere.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation. And nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s. But most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats, especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back, 524. If you guys know me, you know me well enough to know that when I promote something that large, I probably have a reason for why I'm going that over the board about it. But I think anybody that's ever golfed will feel better about their game after I tell them what happened on this shot that made this particular golfer my favorite new golfer. And the guy we're talking about is a guy that won a major in his career.
Yes.
He's that good.
Yeah.
Right? He's not just a weekend guy. He's good. And
yeah, I would say
top 30 on the tour, top 40?
Probably.
Okay, top 30 or 40, but he has won a major. I think he might have even won in San Diego before.
He's been close. He definitely did.
Okay. So he's playing at the, and I'm not going to tell you his name yet. He's playing at the BMW Championship Sunday, this past Sunday. So it was only a few days ago. And he birdies four of his first eight holes. Now, he's a PGA Tour golfer. He's red hot, four out of eight birdies. And coming down now the second nine on the final day, he's one shot behind the lead. Wyndham Clark happens to be the leader. My guy, our new guy, steps up to the ninth tee.
All right, I'm putting it up on the screen.
Oh, you can put it up on the screen. Okay, so
what's going to happen. Oh, there it is. Okay.
Okay, so if you're on YouTube, you can watch it, and now you know who I'm talking about. But the rest of you, 436 yards, 436. For the pros, par four.
That's a beautiful looking hole, by the way.
Yeah, right.
Going uphill a little bit to the left.
Is that a hard, is that a hard hole, 436?
I wouldn't think so.
Okay. In front of the hole, though, about 75, 80 yards away, there's a creek that's going across that no one's even looking at.
No, this creek is not in play.
Not in play
at
all.
For professionals, it's not.
Right. Until our guy tops his drive, and it goes right into the creek. Jim Nantz says, quote, "That creek has never been in play any tournament they've ever had here."
Let's play the video because they have this commentary.
All right, so play what you got.
Here we go.
All right. And Woodland, then you'll find out who it is, too.
Just one back.
Gary Woodland.
Yeah, Gary Woodland. Watch this.
Whoa. Oh, my goodness gracious. He cold topped that, Trevor. You don't see that every day.
Trevor's in the creek.
Yeah, there's a creek right in front of these tee boxes here.
That has never been in play. Any tournament they've ever had here.
Never been in play.
A great view to see.
Thank you, Gary Woodland, for a 1 5-second moment making all of us weekend and regular golfers feel, you know, okay.
It
happened to a pro. I never thought I'd see the day.
I've seen this before.
I know they can hit it over the green or hit it wide, but you don't ever see them top it off the tee 90 yards into a creek.
No, but I have seen it before. It doesn't happen often, obviously, okay. But I have seen it before.
But you know what I'm saying.
This was
a miracle, something that you'll hardly ever see.
My favorite is the person who does the clap, and then it's only one person clapping.
Yeah, you couldn't clap for that one. Gary Woodland ends up in the creek, 97 yards away.
Where'd he end up in the tournament?
Let's see. He was forced to drop. He had to drop back on the tee box.
Wow.
Because they had no rule for this. So he ended up getting a double bogey there. And let's see. He was three shots back. I don't see.
He ended up finishing fourth.
All right. So you got the finish there. Anyway,
he made $856,000.
Yeah, right. Okay. He's laughing all the way to the bank with his $156,000
totally
that he made for topping the ball there. But anyway, Gary Woodland, thank you very much on behalf of all golfers who've all topped a ball into the creek. Thank you for doing that. I know that you don't feel good about it, but we all did seeing that happen.
I can't imagine. Like, when I hit a bad shot on a golf course, it bothers me. I cannot even imagine being in a tournament like that and doing something that you probably haven't done in 10 years.
He probably hasn't done that since he's 8 years old.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
It was fun.
And he was on a roll of four birdies, so he's feeling good about things when he stood up there.
He was second in the tournament.
Yeah. Tops the tee shot. Jim Nantz didn't really quite know what to go with. Yeah, that creek has never been in play before.
In any of the tournaments we've ever played here.
And the second guy was like, or color guy was like, hey, don't see that too often.
And someone would go, oh my goodness.
Yeah. I just had some fun with that. Somebody told me about it today when we were out playing, and I said, I got to look this up because that's fun. It's fun for all of us.
That is good.
Padres, let's get back to the real world. Padres, Pirates tonight. This is not going to involve the Padres, it doesn't look like, right, Scraby? They're now 10 games over 500.
We're talking Snyder Soapbox?
Yeah.
Yes. It doesn't look like they're
in it. The Padres are 10 games over. If they make the playoffs at all, they're going to make it. They're going to be over 500. But if you look at the AL West right now, I think Texas is at 500. Houston is a half game behind them.
Yeah, they're hovering.
Right, and when the Twins came here this weekend, they were in the final playoff spot, but they were two games under 500 at the time.
Rangers are 66-66.
Yeah.
Astros 65-66.
Right, but the third wild card in the American League is under 500 as well.
Yes.
So Matt Snyder, a friend from CBS Sports, has brought something up. Why don't you go ahead and explain?
Yeah, he says, I'm done with these teams making the playoffs.
He's upset now.
That are under 500.
So and he says, no way, huh?
You got to change up the playoffs. And again, he says, this is a radical idea and I expect many people would hate it.
Matt Snyder saying
yes.
This. Yeah.
But what he is saying is he does not want to see, according to him, the losers being in the playoffs. What he wants to do is basically just reseed it by record. So in this example, the American League playoff field, and again, it's weird,
right,
would end up having the Diamondbacks and the Marlins at 5-6 because they have better records than the AL
So they would
AL
slot
teams.
Into those spots.
So they would end up being in the AL, which obviously that's a huge problem because you don't want to do
like
that.
I don't like that. But yeah,
I know.
It's very radical.
It is.
And what he's – now, first of all, his very beginning of the premise, which is I'm tired of seeing – under 500 teams in the playoffs.
He thinks there's too many teams allowed into the playoffs.
Okay, but understand that has never happened before in baseball. Okay, so let's just know that.
Like an under 500 team?
No. The worst team, I take it back. Maybe in the COVID year. Remember that? COVID season?
Oh, yeah,
remember
they
let everybody into the playoffs? So I could be wrong. But in a regular...
That doesn't count.
Yeah, right. In a regular season, the worst record ever to make it to the playoffs, I believe, was the Padres. Mm. In like 2005 or 6, they went 82-80, and they won the division. So I don't think a team's ever been to the playoffs under 500. But here's where I agree with Matt Snyder a little, because I don't like this on its face.
You can't have a terrible team making the playoffs.
Well, here's where in the NFC South, let's switch to football for a second. In the NFC South last year, 8-9 won the division. Carolina won it. They got in. And everybody said, well, that's totally unfair to, some team that's, 10-7, but in another division doesn't make it.
It is unfair.
I don't think it is, because I believe every team in the NFL goes into every season knowing that if they win their division, they go to the playoffs. And for those who can't accomplish that, there are wild cards for the best records after.
No, I get that, yeah.
So everybody knows, everyone's playing under the same rules. And it just so happened last year that no one in the NFC South was over 500. They didn't take anybody except for the division champ. And they had to play a great wild card team in the first round. And if I'm not mistaken, Carolina almost beat the Rams. But I think the Rams ended up winning a close game.
The Rams had to come back at the end of the game. Matthew Stafford had to throw this incredible pass to the tight end who made an incredible catch.
That's right. So, I don't have a problem in football. But here in baseball, I get what Matt Snyder's saying now, because there's so much interleague play.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody plays everybody.
Oh, he hates that too.
And, well, but now that they have it, This year, the NL is crushing the American League.
This is right? why he brought it up.
And we brought this up yesterday with the Padres killing the American League teams. If you look at it, the National League is plus 42 in wins over the American League. So I am agreeing with Matt Snyder in the sense that the National League should be rewarded for having better teams this year. And I see where he's going. Arizona and Miami would not be in. Team like Cleveland, Houston, Minnesota could get in. Did they deserve it?
No.
Maybe not. Because they just got lucky to be aligned in the American League.
Now, where his theory goes wrong is that you can't have the Yankees be playing the Red Sox in the World Series type of thing.
I don't like that possibility either.
Like that either. And he doesn't like it either. So.
Right. And it could happen under the wrong circumstances.
It could.
Sammy Levitt's next. I'm going to call Gary Woodland and thank him for that whole segment. We'll see you tomorrow from Vegas after the Padre game.
Talk to you then.
One thing I talk about often during perimenopause and menopause is inflammation, and nutrition can play a major role there. Many women are getting far too many omega-6 fats and not enough omega-3s, but most people have no idea what their ratio actually looks like. That's one reason I personally trust Chronometer. It doesn't just track your food. It gives you detailed nutrient data, including your omega-3 intake and even your omega-3 to 6 ratio. That level of insight can help you become more intentional about the foods you're eating every day. Chronometer is accurate, easy to use, and far more comprehensive than many other nutrition apps. I love that I can look beyond calories and really evaluate nutrition quality, including protein, fiber, iron, and healthy fats. Especially during this stage of life when nutrition becomes even more important. If you're ready to better understand your nutrition and make more informed choices, download Chronometer for free today at chronometer.com.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.